1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden's gearing up for tonight's big primetime address from the White House.
The president is expected to lay out his case for an aid package for both Israel and Ukraine as part of a broader aid package that would include border security and aid to Indo-Pacific countries, including Taiwan. The aid package, worth $100 billion, also will include defense funding to shore up U.S. military readiness. Mr. Biden plans to make the case that the wars in Ukraine and Israel represent an inflection point in global security and are therefore in the U.S. national security interests. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A new CBS News poll shows mixed reaction on the president's handling of the war. 44% approve, which is only slightly higher than his presidential approval rating at just 40%. Airstrikes are still pummeling portions of Gaza as civilians there wait on much-needed supplies. Mohsen Sarhans with the Egyptian Food Bank.
At the border, there are around 120 trucks stationed there. And then you have also around 7 to 8 cargo planes load of supplies.
But there is concern. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
The Israelis have very serious concerns about the diversion of humanitarian assistance. They're worried that assistance that goes in will be diverted to Hamas. We are working out an agreement to ensure that any deliveries can be handled appropriately.
Jim Jordan will continue his bid for speaker as House Republicans shut down a plan to temporarily promote Patrick McHenry. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
A plan to temporarily expand the powers and portfolio of Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry of North Carolina landed with a thud in a meeting of House Republicans today. They realized they'd need Democratic votes to do it. They closed the door on it with no end game in sight.
California Senator LaFonza Butler says she will not seek a full Senate term next year. She was appointed just a few weeks ago to fill Dianne Feinstein's seat, but Butler says it's not the greatest use of her voice. Murder at a military installation.
Military investigators are handling a murder case in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. A Marine was killed in a barracks Wednesday evening, and a second Marine was taken into custody. No other information has been released, including how the Marine died.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula reporting. Stellantis will temporarily lay off another 100 auto workers in Ohio due to ongoing strikes. Ford also cut 150 jobs late last night in Michigan.
There's a lot going on in the world. We need an exact.
Jon Stewart's breaking up with Apple. His show The Problem was set to return for a third season, but just got canceled over reported creative differences over potential topics and guests. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone.
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools, one bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 43. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 43. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, not the co-host today, the host. alongside, are you feeling that song?
I was feeling you being the host.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know it feels really good to be in the hot seat right now.
It does.
Not mad at that.
No.
Mike Kretschmer.
What is up?
Hi. You are in the other hot seat. You're the co-host today. How do you
feel
about that?
Feels good. Getting comfortable.
Yeah? Good. You should. Hopefully, we're going to be bringing you on when Joel, since Joel is gone, he's in Wyoming right now, mule deer hunting.
Yeah, he's been, Tennessee, now mule deer hunting in Wyoming.
Wait, why did he go to Tennessee?
It was bull hunting, I think.
Oh, he goes all over. Okay, so
good for him. Good for him.
I was thinking more or less. Joel is my guinea pig.
Oh boy,
Joel, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but just think about it. I am still, I want to do quote unquote a new hunter. Like I've been hunting since I was 23. I'm 35, right? But Joel is going everywhere. So he's my trial and error. He is going there. So maybe he can tell me about his experience. I'd be like, no, check that off the list. Or like, heck yeah, I have to go there. Because mule deer hunting, that is one of my goals. That is a bucket list item for me, right?
And us poor folk, you know, he'll tell us where we should spend our money and where not to spend our money.
Trailer park rich, he says. Trailer park rich. But Wyoming, I don't know. How do I know where to go for mule deer? He's going to Wyoming. So maybe it's going to be like, that's the spot. That's what I have to do.
Trial and error.
Yep. But he is trial and erring.
For us.
Erring?
Erring.
Yeah.
There you go.
He is doing that for me. So I am. Thank you, Jill. Thank you very much. You're listening to 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK, The Shaw. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. So with Joel gone, we have a hodgepodge of an episode because I have so much in my head, so much in my brain, like pheasant hunting. It just opened. Yep. Did you go out at all?
No. Well, I went deer hunting.
You went deer hunting?
Yeah.
Was deer hunting successful for you?
Yeah, I shot a deer on Sunday night.
A deer, like a doe or a buck?
Am I allowed to ask this? Yeah, it's a doe. I mean, meat in the freezer.
Meat in the freezer. There you go.
Yeah.
I am very excited for you about that.
We'll round back on that because after last week's show, we're talking about tagging. I found out a little bit more about the harvest. So we'll maybe the next segment or something we'll get call the DNR.
You called the DNR?
I did. I asked about
good for you.
I will explain it later to everybody.
See,
but
they're friendly though. You can call and ask.
Oh,
like
sure.
People are terrified to call them.
Right.
I'm like, one year I messed up because I forgot about the patron's license, right? So I bought my fishing license, I bought a turkey tag, and I bought a early goose and goose. I'm like, oh, but I already have this, but it's part of the patron's license. So I called them, I'm like, what do? I don't want to waste all my money, right?
Right.
And it's like trailer park rich. I don't want to waste all my money. Granted, it was just a couple,
$20, $30. Adds up.
And I called them like, oh, well, we'll just do this. And they refunded me money and then we put it all together. But of course, I donated it back because buying a tag, buying a license and everything donates to the whole purpose of why we do this too, for conservation, right?
Absolutely.
So Sonoma DNR, they're awesome. Talk to them.
Yeah, she was very, very friendly. Somebody here in the state, so, you know. It was good, but we'll get into that. Let that or another time, because it flies when you're on air, you know?
It does. It definitely does.
But yeah, I shot a doe, and then my buddy Chris shot a really nice buck. On the same night, I'm like, I just whacked a doe, and he's like, I just shot a monster. Just really came across the bean field, right into his food plot, and I think he had one picture of it. So these deer are moving. I mean, it's getting to be that time.
Yeah, so the rut, right? The rut is the beginning of November.
It's starting.
But I always, for me, every year I say it's the beginning. It's Halloween.
Like October 31st, yeah, people. That's when if you're a bow hunter, you need to be in the woods on October 31st.
They put their doe mask on. They're out there trying to play trick or treat.
Maybe for you.
Trick or treat, dude. I got you. I'm so ready for that. And luckily, I just got another property to hunt, and she gave me permission to go hang up some tree stands and everything and trail cameras. So crossing my fingers. Oh, let's talk quickly about trail cameras.
Okay.
Do you have cell cameras or just like the regular SD card cameras?
No, I have cell cams.
Do you have cell cams?
We actually have another guest on the show.
We do.
Sorry, Mr. Joe. But
You can chime in whenever you want.
Joe can attest to this. Like, he's probably got a lot more cameras than I do.
How do you say your last name?
How would you say it?
Oh, gosh. I can't. I'm live on Instagram. Spell it out. Could you write it down and I'll play that game. I'm not angry.
It's pronounced Kickeisen.
Kickeisen.
Yep.
Kickeisen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slightly German.
Kickeisen.
Correct.
Can we just call you Heisen? Heisman, we'll call you Heisman Trophy.
I've been called much worse, that works for me.
You got input on this whole trail camera situation?
Yeah. So I've been running them for probably 4 or 5 years now.
What brand do you use? I just bought a Moultrie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you have?
Multiple brands. and I've got several Moultries.
Yeah.
And I think that they all have pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's just one that going to fit everybody. I just bought a property that cell reception isn't the greatest, it's always a consideration which camera gets better reception than others and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Moultries seem to be doing pretty well. I've had really good luck with
good
reveals.
Yeah, the Tacticam. Yeah. Minnesota based company. That's what I run.
That's what you run, Tacticam?
Yep. The Tacticam reveal is their trail cam version.
Yeah.
And I've had Gen 1s, Gen 2s. They've been great.
That's good. I just brand new to cell cameras, right? Brand new. Literally day one for me.
Yeah.
I'm having an issue because I feel like my camera, the pictures that it takes like 5 minutes for me to see it. And it's very frustrating.
Really?
Because I'm like, I want it now. I need it now. That's why I have you. I want you to send me those pictures immediately, please.
Yeah.
So here's, just so you can see it, obviously people can't see it at home, but
those are much better than my pictures. So, the quality.
But that was like at 7 o'clock this morning. Talk about when you're driving into work and you're driving into work and your phone goes off. You're like, oh, who's... No. But that's part of the game, right?
I got a question for you guys. Danielle's pretty new to cams, but for Joe and Mike, you guys ever caught anything spooky or scary or unexpected on your trail cams? It's almost Halloween. same idea, yes. But have you guys caught maybe like a two-headed deer or something out there? I want to know.
Or the 30-point buck?
Him.
Yeah.
There's a song about him.
Yeah, right.
I'm from the North Woods.
I'm so proud of you.
That's funny.
Okay, that's a good story.
Yeah, to be honest, nothing comes to mind.
Have you have any pictures? You're like, ooh, I want to frame this one. Do dudes frame pictures?
I mean, some people do if they have it. Yeah, absolutely. If you shoot that deer that you had history with,
yeah,
in your trail cam pictures, absolutely people will put it up next to the deer.
See, I'm thinking like, look at that cardinal. It looks really good on that branch with that oak tree in the background and this leaves that change.
2 years ago, my coworker's husband had an elk on camera out by Holy Hill.
No.
They showed me, it was real quiet, and they're like, you will never believe what we have on camera. I'm like,
No.
What, like, it's not Bigfoot. What is it? I mean, that Holy Hill area with that Bigfoot that one time. But I was like, what is
so
it?
That's
like,
my stomping grounds.
Keep it quiet. And I'm like, what? And they're like, showed me the video of an like actual video on the trail camera of a cow elk walking by and then a bull right there and bugling right in the thing.
No.
Middle of the night. I was like.
Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it was awesome. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you got to tell people. Like, and it was on the news. And then all of a sudden, there was a couple spots. So it was out of the Black River herd.
Okay.
And that cow and bull, I think it was 2 years ago, I think it was, wasn't it, or something?
Yep.
Traveled, and obviously is no north, but, I mean, bears now. People got bears around here on
bears are going all around Facebook and, you know, all over social media, which I'm completely stunned by.
Yeah,
but it just doesn't
getting wild.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like down here we should have that, which I'm very thankful. I want that. That's so cool, because now I don't have to move up north to enjoy all the great outdoors up there. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So no cool stories?
I mean, a couple of people that aren't supposed to be on there, and that's about all I've
heard.
Hey, man, that's the wildest animal of all.
Us?
Yeah.
Humans, yeah. That's the greatest hunt of all, isn't it?
And unpredictable.
Yeah.
Hunting buddies.
Yeah.
Knowing that the camera's there, and then they position themselves, maybe without
different funny type pictures. Of moon?
Yeah, well, without certain parts of clothing and stuff like that. And,
please don't do that in front of my trail camera.
It's a whole new meaning to gone wild.
But give us a call at 844-967-2789. I want to hear your stories. I don't have any cool stories yet. I just had a big time trail camera. Just a regular SD card one.
Yeah.
I have nothing cool. I saw a hawk fly right there in front of it. Feet down, ready to scoop up something. That's the coolest thing I've got so far, or in the past.
Yeah, I've had birds and stuff like that, and different animals. And
but it's so cool to see.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's half the fun. Like, I get more excited some days when I like see my little notification go off. I'm like, oh,
what's there? And it's not a like text message. You have to talk to somebody. It's an actual like good picture. You're like, yes. But I'm ready. I don't know if I'm upset or not, because I have not received
a picture yet.
It's been, what time is it? 7 o'clock. It's been an hour and a half.
Yeah, you were just in there.
An hour and a half.
Well, you know, and the one thing that I think most people should know about the cell cams is, like I mentioned, the property that we have has poor cell reception, right? And it's weird. It's like you'll have good cell reception for a couple hours, and then all of a sudden it's bad.
Oh, no.
And it just comes and goes. But if there is something that triggers that camera and the cell signal is bad, it won't send that picture, but it saves it to the SD card.
Oh, but my Moultrie does not have an SD card.
Yours is all cell?
All cell. No SD card whatsoever.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's kind of why I bought it. And plus, it was on sale.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I mean, that sale helps.
Got
helps,
me.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're 100. So on mine, I have it in 3-picture bursts. So it sends the middle picture.
Oh.
So
is that
it'll
what
take,
happened?
Yeah, it takes a picture, 3 seconds later, takes a picture, 3 seconds later, takes a picture, and I always get the middle one. So sometimes it's perfect, other times I have nothing because something ran by so fast. So.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Good, because I actually have questions about mine. Maybe I can show you after the show what's going on. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Danielle Fairman, alongside Mike Kretschmer and Heisman Trophy.
I've been called worse.
Joe Keckheisen. Kretschmer and Keckheisen. Two Germans.
My Lanza Fairman. Hi. Fairman. This is Bandit. That's Anya.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's kind of, well, not very German. Sometimes people spell it A-N-J-A, thinking it's the German J, the ya.
Ja.
Anya. But I'm not. I got a Y. Why? Because I gotta. That was dumb. I'm really sorry, guys. It's the end of like a 50-hour work week for me. I leave for Houston tomorrow, so you're getting the worst of me tonight.
This is my favorite of you right now. You're making me laugh nonstop. All right, during our break, I was able to talk to you about Shot for Hope. And Shot for Hope is like a make-a-wish for children. Mm-hmm. And they're based out of the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. And I told you to stop talking to me about it because I kind of got a little sad. And you have a lot more information about this. So Shot for Hope, based out of the Twin Cities, it takes kids out hunting and fishing,
yeah,
and enjoying the great outdoors, which hopefully it's good and therapeutic for them.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit more about Shot for Hope?
Yeah. So back 11 years ago, I was on a TV show on the Sportsman's Channel.
Nice.
And the organization reached out to us and said, hey, we're having a fundraiser. Could you come up and, you know, hang out, have a good time, help us raise money? So we did. Met the whole organization. Great people. You get a sense of the community coming together, you know, and it, you know, it's all outdoor orientated people that get to see the kids that are going on hunts before they actually go on hunts.
Yeah.
So it, you know, I kind of, after the TV program that I was on stopped airing, I kind of took to the whole production side of things, and I started filming, and I actually created a production business. And with
that's
awesome. That, then, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I get more enjoyment watching other people, you know, have a
absolutely.
Good time, and especially kids. So
they're just so full of joy and first time, let's do it.
And the memory of it, right? Joe's very good at what he does, and he puts it together. And then even, not even kids, but adults that have been out in the pictures, the quality, everything he does is like, it's as good as anybody out there. And it is, you see the stuff and it's just like,
I'm sorry, do you still have this production business?
I do.
You do? What is it called?
New Order Productions.
New Order Productions.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you always looking for new clients? Maybe somebody listening might reach out and be like, do it.
I'm fortunate that I have a full-time career outside of production, so this is just fun money for me. So it's a little side hustle. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it depends. So I chased a lot of work when I first opened it up. So I filmed for a lot of programs, and it just started wearing on me a little bit. So I went ahead and kind of tailored back and got real selective about who I was filming for. So with that, then Shot for Hope, I started filming all of their hunts. I went on all the trips for the most part, if scheduling allowed. So it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that takes at least 2 to 3 kids per year.
Oh, wow.
On a dream hunt is the way they phrase it. So we go to Texas for whitetails, Idaho for elk, Illinois for whitetails. We've been on numerous hunts all over the U.S.
Awesome. Yeah. I know Joel has that Triple J Outfitters down there for gator and boar.
Yeah, that'd be a good one for in the future for somebody that wants to chase a gator.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so cool to do.
Yeah. Yeah. The nice thing is we partnered with, and not to say that we're not looking for other outfitters, but, you know, one of the things that, so, you know, the organization, the concept was created by Eric and Missy Steingraber up in near the Twin Cities. Eric has a daughter with MS, and so she's bound to a chair, and he wanted to get her hunting. So through technology, there's a lot of things that enable these kids or adults that have disabilities to get out in the woods and hunt. Track chairs, these straws that they're able to suck or blow into that actuates a trigger on a firearm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
I did not know about that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, wow.
So
definitely have to look more into that. Not that I need it, but it's cool to know that the opportunity is there for people.
Yeah, so it really enables any kid to go hunting, and that's, you know, what Shot for Hope is all about. Mm-hmm. So if you have or know of a child that's got some sort of life-altering illness, we'll take them on a dream hunt.
That's beautiful. How do they get...
Oh, sorry, quick question, Joe. When you say life-altering, just so like our listeners know, Make-A-Wish tends to be for kids who are, unfortunately, they have diseases that are potentially terminal. Mm-hmm. Is that a requirement for this, or is this more any kid who has something just huge happen?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, anything. So we've had both. We've had kids that have just, a lifelong disability, and then we've had also kids like... kids that have cancer and things like that. So, one of the things that's most difficult actually is trying to find kids.
Trying to find the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
So it's mainly word of mouth. We've got a website, shotforhope.com. But really it's difficult trying to find kids. If anybody knows any kids.
Anywhere, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be Wisconsin, Minnesota. It could be anybody from anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And what's the website? Shotforhope.com?
Correct.
All right. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about Shot for Hope. If you have any questions, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
This one is my favorite one. This is me and Grandma.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Yeah. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 43. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 43. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
You're going on vacation. You out.
I am.
You gone. Well, are you going to be here next week then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, I'll be back early Monday morning. Don't worry.
Yay for you.
Yay this you.
Very exciting. All right. So it was wonderful hearing about Shot for Hope. That is Eric and Missy Steingraber. That one's very easy to say.
Yep.
Why can't your last name be that easy?
It is easy. Just have to learn it.
We have a caller online, and I heard it is Eric. Eric, are you listening to Raisin Wisco? How are you? Is this
Eric? Yes, I am here.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You just can refer to me as Steiny.
Steiny.
A lot easier than Keckeisen.
At least you can say it correctly. So you founded Shot for Hope, correct? Is that right?
Yeah, me and my wife, Missy, founded Shot for Hope back in 2012.
2012, and it was there inspiration behind it? Was it your
daughter?
Yeah, my daughter, Callie, she's now 23 years old.
Ooh,
but
good.
When she was 10, backstory, she's got cerebral palsy, not MS, but Joe was close. it's okay. Back when she was 10, I got a call from a gentleman who takes kids with life-threatening illnesses or life-altering conditions on hunts on his property in the local area, and asked if I was interested in taking Callie. And my first thought was, yes, for sure, but how the heck are we going to do this? I mean, yeah. Callie's wheelchair-bound. She doesn't really have, she doesn't have the use of her limbs. How are we going to, hunt? So he goes, don't worry about any of that stuff. Come on up here and we'll show you. Long story short, he showed us. And I came home from that event. I did ask him before I left. I asked him how many kids he does that for, each year. And he does it for two kids each year. And it just hit me hard because in my mind, there's hundreds of kids that could benefit from this.
Oh, absolutely. Correct. And they just don't know that it's out there yet. And it's definitely something that
right,
needs to
be
known.
The ability. Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have such a hard time finding kids, just like myself. I was a dad, Callie was my firstborn, and I was a avid hunter, fisherman. When you hear your wife's pregnant, your first thought is, well, I got a little hunting buddy coming along.
Yep.
So, and then, things happen, and then kind of goes away. And so I think a lot of parents out there are in situations like myself and my wife, we just don't think their child is capable of doing such a thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that hit me kind of hard, and I, slept on it for not very long, to be honest with you. I woke up one morning, I said, Missy, this is what we're going to do.
That's awesome.
Awesome. And she was probably like, let's do it. Let's go. I'll go for it, right?
Yeah, we hit it. We did a dry run, and that was the first time we met Mr. Keckeisen. We didn't offer a hunt that year. We just wanted to try to get everybody together on the same page, and spend the day together and see what we could raise for money and what interest we had. So it was kind of a dry run, and the place was packed.
It's awesome.
The place was packed. From there, I'm like, well, pretty obvious,
Yeah.
And the next year we hit the ground running. So
that's pretty cool.
How do you publicize about this? How do you make it aware? Is it just through your website, or do you go hang flyers around? How do you get the word out?
No, that's kind of a struggle. Again, we do have a core volunteer, but a lot of it is still me and my wife. Mm-hmm. Really starting to get the younger volunteers heavily involved.
Good.
In the last couple of years, so hopefully things will change. But that's a lot of work,
Absolutely.
So yes, we do have the Facebook page, Shot for Hope, and the website.
Awesome.
And then word of mouth.
Well, yep. Perfect. I wish you the absolute best of luck, and thank you so much for calling in and starting Shot for Hope. You and Missy, and I hope Callie is just thriving and getting down some monster bucks and just crushing the wild game out there.
He told me all about the elk hunt and then the hunt that you guys just did in Illinois. This is a great platform. If you're down in the area, maybe Danielle and Joel could have you on one episode.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yep.
But yeah, thank you so
much.
Go ahead.
One more thing. One of my main things that I want to mention is it's not really about the hunt. Yes, we take kids on hunts. It's more of taking the family, getting them away from their day-to-day struggles. It's more of a vacation and the hunting aspect of it.
It's
and
a bonus.
Harvesting an animal is just is a bonus. Yep. So with Joe's help, we can videotape and photography everything, so the memories are there to last a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a storyteller to have someone out there to do that, and a story that could be told over and over.
I mean, that's all time donation by everybody involved, correct?
It is.
Yeah. Yep. When I put this together, it's a true nonprofit in my, I guess my way of speaking, nobody here makes any money, zero. It's all raised, it's all funded. And the parents, the families don't pay a penny.
Good for you guys. That just warms my heart so much. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for calling. Hopefully, like Kretschmer was saying, we can have you on the show sometime. You and the whole family, if you cover coming out here. I mean, I just got an awesome new land to go buck hunting, deer hunting. So maybe if I get some good videos, we can have you guys out here maybe. But yes, thank you again. I appreciate you calling.
Yep. Take care of Joe for me.
We'll try to.
He's holding his own.
Have a good night, folks.
You as well. Thank you so
have
much.
Have a good night. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. That's
a great little segment
there. I didn't think my heartstrings would be pulled on this episode.
We're good for that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You meet so many great families, and you know, they do a fundraiser every year, and it's like a reunion. You get to see all the past recipients come, so you get
to see. That's pretty cool.
So,
like a whole party.
Yeah, you get to see kids grow up.
That's up in Hudson, right?
Hudson, the area. Yeah. So it's kind of in that, that's where Eric lives. Okay. But the fundraiser is in New Richmond, which is a, neighboring town to Hudson and so forth. So, but great to see the families every single year, just to see the kids grow up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
And with the families coming every single time, they're going to have that word of mouth too. So hopefully this thing just completely booms. And
it's
something that everybody should, I don't have any children, so I don't know, but I don't know how this is not something that everybody doesn't know about yet or knows about yet.
It's and it's been 11 years now.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that we struggle at times to find kids. So by all means, out on chatforhope.com, there's a application out there. So
perfect.
Yep.
So yeah, and I'll post that on the Raise and Wisco page too right away, and then on my Facebook, and just, I don't know, hopefully we can get somebody around
here. Do it, people.
Yeah. Let's do it. And hey, last week we talked about how we're going to have a great shootout.
Yeah, we got to get
the guns and the golf balls.
Yeah, we got to get, we're all busy, but we got to get that happening.
It needs to happen. Maybe we can we can have a nice little banner or whatever for a Shot for Hope too.
Yeah.
Hopefully get the word out. Oh, I'm so pumped for this. Like, I have to let people
gotta practice.
Know.
Got to practice.
Practice.
Kind of shootout.
I'll let you listen to last week's guest. He was hilarious.
He was awesome. So I helped at this golf outing. I was an MC. Okay, I was the auctioneer. I found out I should never, ever explore that path, ever. I kept trying to ramble off the numbers, and I would get to like 85, all right, 85 going on 90, 95, and like get up to like whatever. And I'm like, what number am I on? What are we doing right? What are we auctioning off right now?
So he won, right? And then he was on the show, and he's never really hunted, and he went pheasant hunting. He's like, I shot four of them.
We're he hunted once.
Yeah.
He went pheasant hunting once just for fun.
Wow.
Shot four birds, crushed it, right?
Yeah.
He had a great time. That was it.
He's like, what's so hard about this? Pretty much is what he said. So Joel challenged him pretty much. And now all of a sudden we turned it into a
shootout.
Either Milford or somewhere. And we're going to go do a whole fun thing there.
Yeah. But if Joel loses, then he has to go golfing with him.
Danielle, how's your whole cake?
Oh, my Lanta.
I brought the ladies a couple snacks from work.
Too. Okay. So
Anya, did you try them yet?
I have. I've tried the ho-ho, and it is so good. It's incredible. Again, it's a really terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We make all those at Knives and Slinger Ends from scratch. I have a really excellent baker up there. Besides the meats, we have the sweets.
Really good with this adult beverage that I'm not having.
I just have a pumpkin spice coffee from McDonald's. It goes great with that, too, I guess. Yeah. It's freezing.
I mean, an IPA and a ho-ho.
Yeah.
You know.
It didn't work.
Oh, all right. So we're going to switch it to...
My quick story. I don't know what time of time.
Story? Okay, yeah. Go ahead. I'm ready for this.
So the deer I shot Sunday night.
Yeah, yes.
I did a boo-boo. I'm saying it on air. I did it Saturday morning.
It's very adult of you.
I spaced it out with life. I registered it on Tuesday morning, bright and early. I did that.
Wait, when did you shoot it?
I shot it Sunday night.
When did you fire?
I shot it Sunday night.
Okay.
Okay. Did the whole process. Yep. Took care of kids. And I woke up early Saturday or Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so it had by law. Throwing myself under the bus here, but Monday night at 5. And I did it Tuesday morning. As soon as I woke up, I freaked out. Yeah. I registered it. As I'm registering it, I did the Saturday before.
What?
So I tagged it for the 8th. Well, that's a big red flag, right?
Yeah.
So it's a whole week. And this is a learning experience. I called in and said, hey, I spaced this. I did it for last Sunday, not this Sunday. She said, it's when you recover the animal.
No.
So Joel is wrong.
Okay, I do. I there's so many questions right now. I feel like that, I understand her, but I feel like that's not correct, which obviously it is, but I feel that it's not, because what if you never recover the deer?
You don't recover the deer.
Like,
how do you know the deer's not still alive?
Accidents happen. It happens.
Right.
That's unfortunate. It's extremely unfortunate, but it happens, right? Am I right?
Absolutely. I know numerous people track deer numerous days and the deer are still alive. Kick Heisman. But she said, make it a habit to register the animal by 5 p.m. I said, I screwed up, but I more screwed up by the wrong date. So that's why I'm calling in, so I don't throw red flags.
So,
and this is what happened.
You find it.
So tomorrow, Joel, when the DNR knock on my door.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, we're going to point fingers right at you.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to call us in next.
Hey, I'm human, but I still registered the animal, and I called it in to make sure I got it the right time so it didn't throw a red flag. Mm-hmm. And she said it's when the animal is recovered.
When the animal is recovered.
That's from a DNR customer service representative. Yep. So if anybody else knows.
Write that in stone.
Yes.
Well, and she was nice about it, correct?
Oh, 100%. She said, make it a habit to do it by 5. And I said, yeah, you're right. And I'm throwing myself under the bus when I called. I could have let it go because it's been 2 days already. Mm-hmm. I'm still a responsible sportsman, right? I mean, I'm doing my diligence and recovered the animal, did it right, butchered the animal, and here I am.
Well, that's really great that you called them and figured it out, and especially after last episode,
right?
When we had that big debate about it.
I did. I literally said, this is great, because I'm on the radio on Thursday and all over the state, and I'm going to clarify the things that Joel and I were talking about.
Oh, perfect. Well, I appreciate that, because I have not had yet to harvest a deer. But
at all?
Who knows? It's been going for 2 hours. Maybe I'll actually have a deer on my camera. But you're listening to Raised in Wisco. We have one more segment. I don't know how it goes so fast.
It's quick.
Give us a call at 844-967-2789. I just keep the wheels rolling, radio scrolling, till my sins wash away.
Bug Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You say
disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Four partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
I have just found out about this song. What is it called again? Chris Stapleton.
White horse.
White horse.
White, crazy horse or white horse?
White horse.
Yeah. I'll be your white horse.
Yep. That's weird.
It's a phenomenal song. Listen to it.
It is a great song.
And it's upbeat.
I'm gonna jam all the way home to that on repeat. It's probably like a 20-minute drive, but still, it's going to happen.
It's a good one.
So we're ending the show. I'm very sad. I don't know how it goes by so fast, but you're listening to 540 AM WAUK, The Shaw 101 FM. We are going to talk about what we're all doing coming up because this has to be done quickly, efficiently. Let's get pitter patter. Let's get at her.
Okay.
Kaisman.
And Kaisen.
Kaisen. Why do I keep? I don't know. It won't happen. It will not happen. Let's just admit it. It will not happen.
What do you got going, sir?
Prepping for a 2.5 week hiatus to a new property. Whitetail.
2.5 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah. He's got benefits of working.
So I legitimately have vacation for 2.5 weeks.
Oh, you do?
Weeks. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. You should. And you have a fair amount of you've been where you're at for a long time and you use it.
Yep.
Use it or lose it.
Put a lot of hard work into the new property, and this is the culmination of all those work hours out there. So
with Gunner, right?
Is Gunner going? Gunner's going to be my son.
Your son?
Yep.
Oh, how old is he?
16.
Good.
Maybe 17. Real quick though.
I wanted to say 17. Yeah. So
he's close. He acts like a 17-year-old.
Yeah, he does.
So far off.
Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Lay a swamp donkey down, hopefully.
We've got a few around.
Hopefully when I will be, we're going to goose hunt this weekend a little bit.
Yep, this weekend.
Hopefully if I don't work crazy hours.
Yeah, if you don't work them with us, maybe.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Chris doesn't know that yet. Chris is leaving for North Dakota, and we hunt his house. So we will be, you're in on that one. He's gone.
I mean, I feel a little sick coming on.
There's been birds around it last weekend. We didn't shoot anything, but. You know how that goes, but and then I'm leaving for North Dakota next week
with
Chris. He's going to be out there a week ahead, and Dave and Corey and Chad. We're going to have a good week.
Good for you. How long are you going to North Dakota for?
Just for a week.
I
got to give a shout out real quick.
You're going to talk about his sweet shirt.
Oh, well, yeah, Venato too. So it's a company out of West Bend. Mitch has been really good to Joe and I both with product, and it's a local company, but. Check it out. Venato.com probably is.
Venato Inc.
Venato.
Inc.com.
For the girls out there, this is not weird, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta plan this out. This flannel looks so soft and cozy and warm, and it has like a sweet collar on it that you can just bundle up in.
Yeah, they're
just
nice.
Be all warm and cozy and perfect fall flannel.
I love the long sleeve tees. I mean, he's got a whole line. I just got a new jacket from him. That
I just want a freaking flannel. That I'll get you a flannel. So comfortable.
Mitch, if you're listening, we got to get Danielle a flannel.
Yes, please.
The last two times I've been on, I've been wearing stuff. And she's like, "Where's that? Where's
new that
flex flannel?
That is the new one.
Is, yeah, nice. So it actually stretches.
Oh, even better because I love to eat. I need that thing to stretch with me. It's true. It's totally true.
Yeah. The shout out is the girls from work. They really do a good job for me. And I tell them I'm on the radio again. And the one girl's like, her daughter's 12. So hi, Willow.
Willow. She's like, cute name.
Give a shout out. Yeah.
Hi, Willow. Maybe you can come on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll bring her this delicious ho-ho and peanut butter.
Yeah,
from
bring some food.
Market.
Yeah.
Oh, this stuff is so good.
So, yeah, I'm doing North Dakota bow hunting a little bit. And then, so I won't be around the next couple of weeks. And then you're out in December. So hopefully I'll be on a little bit more in December.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Definitely be out in December for school.
Work.
I'm an operator. Oh, apprentice operator. I have 290 something hours left.
Wow.
So left?
Yeah, left.
How many do you have done?
So we have to do 6,000 in total.
Oh, my gosh.
6,000.
That's
half
a lot.
My life.
And I have 290 something. Like, it's forever.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But you got to do school alongside of just hours, or is that? Like,
yeah, you need like 120 hours a year in school.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm down to my last 50.
Wow.
Woo! I'm so ready. And I have welding and then transition to trainer. So that's it.
Oh,
I'm so excited. I'm impressive. So pumped. Thank you.
Very.
It is awesome. I love my job so much. Minus I only get to go goose hunting on Saturday.
Yeah. You probably, I took my kid. He got out of bed finally for another teenager moment. And I dragged him out of bed. And the one time we've been this year and we haven't shot anything.
Oh, hey, life lesson.
He's sitting there like, yeah, this is great. We're all talking, you know, man talk with a group of guys. And he's sitting there. He's like,
just I could be shaking his head. Right
yeah,
now.
Right, exactly. But he did shoot a deer during the youth hunt. So his first deer, he was with my dad.
Yeah.
So, got to give Brady a shout out. He killed his first buck, Spiker.
Good for him.
Made a great shot. And then I got to help recover it, which is going to be a special moment for the rest of my life with my dad and my son. So, we didn't have time last week because we were talking all kinds of stuff. But
shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. As every week it goes really fast. And I'm falling in love with doing this.
Good. Welcome. Welcome to
so,
it.
Yeah.
Have either of you been layout boat hunting?
Yes.
Yes. Have you?
Yep.
Yes. We need to get you out on you.
Why?
The face. Why?
Why?
Because it's fun.
It is fun.
But I'm going out with Foul Dogs.
Mike Keller.
Mike Keller. Yep, exactly. And we're going layout boat duck hunting. I'm not telling you where.
Oh, this weekend you are?
Yep, on Sunday, actually.
I won't give Keller spots away. Love you, Mike.
But this is an all-girls hunt. I love hunting in general, but I love all-girls hunts. We have two new hunters.
Perfect.
I've never been out layout boat hunting. One of them's completely freaking out.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
But it happens. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Because she does have a pretty good point. Wearing waders in a layout boat.
Yep.
If you know a layout boat, it's like a UFO that you're like 2 inches from the top of the water.
Yeah.
And come on, waders in water, terrifying. If you fall. Like, it is terrifying.
Big water's kind of scary.
Yeah.
If you're doing Lake Michigan.
Any water. If I fall in there
I've gone,
I get water in my waders.
I've gone the last couple of weekends of the season. You talk about crazy, but that's a whole nother episode. See, the time just flies. But the hardest, it's hilarious. I've watched people shoot a box and a half of shells and not kill anything in a layout boat.
You're probably that person.
No, sometimes.
I'm that person.
I'm just saying it's way harder. People like for the first time doing
gotta,
it.
You gotta like do the waves.
Yep, and you lead
like,
them, and divers fly so dang fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's you can watch it from the catch boat, like their wad 5 feet behind where the bird is, and you're like, okay, you gotta lead that by 10 feet. But I hope you girls have a good time.
Me too. And this is my I'm trial and error for Joel because he keeps saying he's going to do it, so I'm doing it again.
Okay,
I've done it before, so hopefully I can convince him to go out there and do it.
Did you kill any longtails or old squats?
We're going out. I don't know what we're going for this weekend, but thank you for coming on the show, Kekaisen. Ding. But one of the main things I wanted to tell everybody is just please look into Shot for Hope. They're a really great cause, and everybody at Field needs to know about this. So please go to Raise in Wisco and I'll post about it. So just go in and look into it. Thank you for listening. Have a safe week.
Thanks for having us again.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. This is awesome. And good luck and have fun. Travel safe, Sonia.
I'll try to.
great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From the